You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, hello, everyone. Blessings to you on today. I hope and pray that you are doing good and just enjoying your day, enjoying your time, still being quarantined. So you know what? We're enjoying family. And how about this? Are you enjoying yourself? Just taking a moment to learn of yourself, explore your likes. Do you still like broccoli? Or maybe come to find out, you know, I really don't like this like I did when I was younger. Do you still like certain types of music? Well, hopefully you are finding new ways to enjoy yourself. And one of those ways, I pray, is listening to one of your favorite radio programs, which is this one, of course. Yes, your spiritual GPS to success. Yay! And trust me, for years now, I have been fortunate, I have been blessed, I have been highly honored to be your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And hey, I am ready. I'm ready to inspire, to empower, to enlighten. I'm just ready to root you on to your greater success. Now, listen, today I want to deal with a subject about facing your fears. And today I'm going to ask, I have some studio members that are already in queue. They are ready to talk about a fear that they're ready to face. Something, you know, also during this time of quarantine, there's so much going out on the news, and it's a lot of fear. A lot of fear. And it's, you know, I guess we could say rightfully so, but it's a lot of fear. You know, make sure you wear your mask. Make sure you're sanitizing. Make sure you do this. All this, making sure, you know, stay 6 feet apart. And you are constantly asking yourself, am I further apart? You know, even I'm in the store, I wonder who touched this box of cereal last? You know, who picked up this particular jug of milk? You know, who did this? Let me make sure. It's an energy of fear. But with that energy of fear, it can permeate to so many areas and other avenues of our lives. So we want to talk about facing those fears, not running away from them, but facing them. Let's deal with this. Some people have a fear of getting married. They go try to control me, honey. I'm not going to be controlled. Some people even have a fear of success, a fear of achieving greater things, because if I achieve it, will I be able to maintain it? Will I lose it? That's going to be devastating if I have to go into foreclosure. It's going to be devastating if I have to go into repossession. Ah, and so what do? We retract. We won't attempt to do anything. Fear has its own way of locking you in. Fear has its own way of preventing you from achieving greater. Be cautious of fear. Oh, we're going to talk about that. Listen, don't go anywhere. I got some callers already in queue. And if you desire to be a part of the radio program and to be in the audience and maybe ask me a question live on the air, all you got to do is text the word LOA to 40691. That's LOA to 40691. And you too will be notified each and every time I do a radio broadcast. All right. So listen, I'm going to take a quick break and I'm coming back. I have some callers already ready. And let's deal with this, facing our fears. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. I have a wonderful gift that I'm appreciative of God for, and the gift to prophesy, the gift to be intuitive. And one of the things, or one of the lessons that I do feel from spirit, from the divine, from God, is that we must overcome fear. Do you realize that God really desires to prosper you, to bless you, to enrich you? He wants you to be even wealthier. Yeah, he wants you to have the joys of great success. He really wants you to be happy. Now, do you really want to be happy? That's a question. But God really wants you to be happy, and for you, for myself, to be happy, we must overcome that energy of fear. Fear keeps us blocked, and it keeps us hindered. Fear keeps us from doing what we desire to do, from greater opportunities. Fear. So we must be cautious of fear. I want you to realize that today I must face my fear. And really, facing it is just, first part of facing it is understanding it or admitting it. How about that? Just the first thing, you know what? I am scared, Dr. Moses. I'm scared. I tell anybody, I'm a big dude, but I'm scared of snakes. I don't want to see one. I don't want to pet one. I saw a Facebook post of someone was saying how they proud of they got a pet snake and they raised it from a baby. I responded, you won't have to worry about me coming to your house. You don't have to worry about that. I want you to know that it's okay to have a fear, but it's better to not allow that fear to block you, not allow that fear to control you. Maybe you have a fear of telling somebody something. Well, I don't know how you're going to handle this, but I got to face it. I got to deal with this because it's blocking me from my greater success. It's blocking me from achieving my goals. It's blocking me from really realizing that there is better for me. I have to face my fear. There are some things that are keeping us, you know, keeping us kind of bound down and keeping us kind of hindered. Why you don't want to go for that new house? Because really, I'm afraid that I may lose it. Why you don't want to go to the audition? Because I'm afraid that they may not choose me. Some people are afraid to go to the doctor just because they may find something wrong. But the good thing about that is if they find it wrong and they catch it in time, it's better for you. Because going to the doctor or not going to the doctor is not going to allow the problem to go away. No, you want to be able to go in so I will know at least how to pray. And then what a relief it is when they tell you, oh no, there's nothing wrong with you. You're in good health. I want to encourage you. Face your fears. Some people, they call me, I have a condition in my body. Have you went to the doctor? No, I'm afraid. But why? Because they may tell me I have cancer. I would rather for them to tell you you have cancer than for you to have a double killing, if we can say it that way, of not only the cancer still eating up your body and the heaviness of fear that's eating up your spirit. Find out if it is cancer. Therefore, we can know what procedures we can take that will bring forth healing because, hey, we got to understand God is able to heal and has healed cancer many times. There are people that have been healed of AIDS and HIV. There are people, believe it or not, that have been healed from COVID-19. Now, you all know I'm a preacher, and so there's a scripture in the Bible that says, is there anything too hard for God? Well, I want to encourage you today. Face your fear. Let's go in. Let's dive in and let's see. Okay, what is it? What is this little pain? It probably is nothing serious. Maybe just a little gas. But what is it? Why is it that you avoid relationships? Why is it that you avoid intimacy? Some people, I don't want you to see me in the light. I don't want you to see my body in the light. Face that fear because you may find that what you think is unattractive is very desirable for your partner or someone else. Face your fear because there's so much more for you. But if you face your fear, oh, it opens up a world of new opportunities. When I first got on a plane many years ago, I was afraid. God knows I was afraid. I wanted to do it though. I wanted to get on that plane and I was afraid. Oh, I was shaking, nervous. But after that first flight, which was only from Houston to Dallas, a little 30-minute flight, it was that quick and it was after that first flight, boy, I was good. I was ready from then on to now. All you got to do is face your fear and you'll open up a whole new world. Somebody said you just may open up Pandora's box. But listen, I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going back to my phone lines. Or let's go to the phone lines and let's talk to some other people that are ready to face their fears. Are you ready to face yours? Don't go anywhere. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Are you ready? Hold on. I'll be right back. Tune your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, you all know what? I want to invite you. Now, some of you, you hear me on the radio, but guess what? I have what I call Essential Prophetic Answers. This is going to be an online interactive prophetic experience. Yeah. In other words, we're going to do it on Zoom. And you will be able to talk with me and you'll be able to see me and all of that. And we can interact with each other. Now, this is going to be on July the 13th. The registration is $33. And I'm dealing with marriage, love, and romance. In other words, you can ask whatever question you desire about love, marriage, and romance. When is this going to be? July the 13th. All right. So what you want to do is text the word answers to 40691. Text the word answers to 40691. It is limited space available. Because I want to talk to everybody, okay? And I want to get everybody a chance to ask their question. Somebody want to know, is there love for me? Is there romance for me? Well, we want to even find out why haven't you found it yet? What is something that's keeping it away from you? Maybe it's somebody that's keeping love away from you. Well, we're going to deal with all of those questions, and it's going to be July the 13th. That's a Monday night, and it starts at 7 p.m. Eastern time, okay? Registration is $33. You can text the word answers to 40691. And you can secure your space for that interactive session where you'll be able to talk live with me one-on-one and even see me. Now, if you need further information, you can call my office at 916-467-4448. That's 916-467-4448. Now, today we're facing our fears. Because believe it or not, some people have a fear of getting married. Some people have a fear of falling in love. Well, you know, Dr. Mo, there's some crazy people out there. You know, and people got diseases and germs and, oh, Lord, STDs. I don't know if I can handle all of this. But you understand, hey, you could be just, you know, denying yourself a great opportunity of loving someone and being loved by somebody. But you got to face your fear. You know, really, believe it or not, I know we don't like to say this, but there really could be trouble all around. All around. You know? And don't, y'all know, isn't it amazing when you watch the news and you see something that happened in your neighborhood? It's like, wow, that's right down the street. Oh, my Lord. I didn't know that happened over here. Yeah. Crime is everywhere. You know? So listen, we got to face our fears. We cannot allow, I'm going to say like we would in church. Don't let the devil keep you from enjoying God. How about that? Don't let the devil, don't let some crime or negative energy keep you from enjoying the blessings of God. God really wants you to be successful. Let me go to the phone line. I'm going to New York and I'm talking with Gigi. Gigi, no, I'm talking to Jean. I'm sorry. I said both words. I'm talking to Jean. Now I have a call on the line, Gigi. She's in Little Rock. Hold on, Gigi. I'm coming. I comment, but hold on. I got to talk to Jean first. Jean, how you doing on today?
I'm wonderful, and bless you for taking my call this evening.
Oh, blessings to you, and thank you so much for tuning into the program. I really do appreciate it. Now, Jean, with all of COVID-19 and all of the news media, and they have to do their job. They have to let us know. And so, but with all of the deaths and the sicknesses, and lately it's been just increasing, you know, that brings about an increasing of fear. And many people become troubled. And so today I'm talking about facing your fears, different types of fears. So, Jean, let us know. Now, I believe you're a strong woman and confident and ready to achieve great success. But what is there, or what fear are you ready to face?
I guess it would be, because I just celebrated a birthday on the 18th of last month. And one of my fears is becoming, not getting old, because I want the alternative. But getting older and not being able to be independent has always been a strong, independent Black woman. And that's, I think that's one of my greatest fears, is becoming older and, as I age, not being able to be self-sufficient.
You know, that resonates even with myself. Now, I'm only 51, but... Mm-hmm. You know, you start to think, you know, after 50, because when I was a kid, boy, 50 used to be old.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's amazing when I was 50. But you know what? Even today, one thing that inspires me is when I see people that are in their 80s and they're looking good, dressing good, walking just. And I'm like, I met one lady and they told me she's 83. I'm like, y'all lying. That lady, like, she about 60, maybe 61. Mm-hmm. But she was a spiffy lady. I mean, dressed to the T, and not bad looking either for any age.
Yeah.
Sister was older, but
and
she
able
was
able to move around.
Yeah. You know, it mm-hmm. inspired me to say, you know what? When I was a kid, if you said you were 80, you was on a cane. Honestly.
One foot in and one foot out. Yeah.
You know, when you was 80 years old, how old are you? I'm 82. You know, it's mm-hmm. like you are old. But now today, people in their 80s, they running, jogging, playing, bowling. And I was like,
yeah.
So you know what? That can resonate with me about getting older. But I believe if you're aware of that, I believe you are preventing that from happening, because you're in your mind, you're saying, I want to stay active. I want to stay being able to be independent. So I believe you're going to master that fear.
Oh, yeah, because I know that I'm going to be, I know that I'm going to live up in my 90s. I already know that. But that's, I guess that would be one of my biggest fears, is living that older, being that old, and being able to still have a quality life.
Yeah. And, you know, that's, that really is comforting. You know, really is comforting. I met one gentleman. and he told me, he said, now, Dr. Moser, I don't mind getting older as long as I can have sex. I like, are you serious?
Now, one of your least worries.
He said, if I can't have sex, the good Lord will just come on and take me, child. And but I'm not going to lie. When he said, I'm like, you know what? That does sound about right, though. Oh, my goodness. Okay. We have to delete that part of the conversation from the radio. But listen. What,
you got me choked up.
See, that was a little warm there for you. See there? Look at that. But what can I look into for you on today, Jean?
Whatever spirits come through and give you for me.
You are a very prosperous. Now, this is a reminder. You are a very prosperous woman. And so you got to be reminded of that, that you are going to continue to enjoy prosperity. It's not going to be cut off. Sometimes we get afraid of, is it going to stop? Is it ever going to stop? And this is where your question is coming from. Will the good that I'm enjoying, will it ever come to an end? Well, I won't be able to really enjoy it anymore. That's why you use quality of life. You will always have a quality of life. It will adjust, but you will always have. And what does spirit mean by that adjusting? It becomes adjusting to the fact that says, well, okay, I do like seasoned food, but at one time, I used to really like spicy food. I mean hot, hot.
Mm-hmm.
But now, okay, just take a little spice out, but I still like the flavor of it. All you're doing is adjusting to your time, adjusting to the season. So you will always be very prosperous. Instead of me, when I was younger, I used to could eat fried pork chops, I mean, three or four of them, and it wouldn't bother me. Mm-hmm. But now, I'm satisfied with one, because if I eat two, it's going to make my blood pressure go up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm satisfied, and we know how to make adjustments in every area of our lives. So please remember, nothing can take away your level of prosperity, which will always create a very qualitative life for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Jean. Listen, hang in there and enjoy life. Let's face those fears together, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Mosley. Don't forget, text the word answers to 40691. Ask your question about love, marriage, and even romance. It's happening on Monday, July the 13th, and that's 2020, of course. But text the word answers to 40691. Registration is $33. You can get a chance to talk with me, look at me, and I can see you too. Well, that's if you have a webcam, that is. But definitely be a part of the session. We're going to have a great time. Listen, don't go anywhere. Hey, this is a good time for you to text that word answers to 40691. I'll be right back, everybody. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, and don't forget, you can also get a reading from Dr. Mosley, and you can still use that same code answers to 40691 and it'll present the opportunity if you desire to get a reading with me. I would love it. I absolutely would love it. I had some wonderful friends that called me. Where were they from? I think they were from, was it Australia? I'm not sure. But hello to you. How you doing? You know who I'm talking to, because it took me forever to learn how to pronounce your name. But I thank you. Taniski, well, you know, I called you Tania. That's what I said. I just said, but you know who I'm talking to. Blessings to you, my dear. To all of you, text the word answers to 40691. We're facing our fears. There's so much more for you to enjoy, but just get over that fear. There is love, there is peace, there is money, but get over the fear. Some people are afraid even to buy new things for your house because you're afraid the neighbors are watching. And you know, somebody's just as soon as you bring in that new TV, somebody watching from their front door and they're ready to come in and steal it. But we cannot live in fear. Do you know also, if you allow fear to block you, you just may be blocking the success of someone else. Because number one, they're looking at you and they saying, wow, if they can do that, I can. Just because you say, well, I can't afford that TV, or I can't afford that new cell phone, but I'm scared. What if I drop it in the water? What if this happened? What if somebody step on it? What? But then you're causing them not to have a sale. You're causing them not to make any money. You're causing them to really not succeed as well as it would be if you was to purchase that cell phone. You're helping somebody else to live. You're helping somebody else to enjoy life. And you're getting the enjoyment because you want the cell phone. You deserve it. Don't live in fear. Face your fear. face your fear. Now, listen, I believe I'm going to North Carolina, and I got Gigi. She's coming up, but hold on. I'm going to North Carolina with Shamika. Shamika, how are you doing on today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I am wonderful, Shamika. Now, Shamika, tell me, what fear are you ready to face today?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's kind of like, okay, I'm in the process of opening up a business, right? I'm in the last step where I'm getting ready to launch, and I'm kind of like, it's like anxiety in a way, and then it's like excited, fear, anxiety, all in one. So it's kind of hard to explain it. One minute I'm excited, next minute I'm like, oh my God, you know, one minute I'm panicking. So.
Okay, so let's deal with that. Why are you panicking?
I can't explain it.
Yes, you can.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Yes, you can.
I don't know.
You can. I'm telling you, you can. You know why? Let's look at it. You're thinking
it's
about
like kind
business.
Of overwhelming.
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay, I'm
yes.
excited. And, you know, sometimes you feel like, who will support me? Which I know a lot of people, but some people be, you know, afraid of what you may do and how far you may go. And then I'm just like, you know, it is what it is. I'm just going to put it to the side and just go ahead with it. So
see that,
it's just like.
I told you had the answer, and that's the answer. You're afraid of the lack of support. That's what fear, you know, because it's a business. Will it succeed? Will it continue? Will it pay for itself? Will I make money? Will I be able to employ other people at some point in time? Will I be able to maintain this? Will people really support me? But first of all, I want to congratulate you because you face the fear of even journeying or starting this business from your mind. So now,
right.
when are you thinking about launching the business?
The seventh day of 2020.
So that's just a few days from now at the recording of this this broadcast. So, and tell me, what is exciting about starting this business?
It's something I've been wanting to do. It's my passion since I was young. You know, it's just what I like it. Like I could sit, like when I was younger, I used to sit back and just picture clothing and different things and like me making my own clothing and just putting stuff together, you know, seeing people happy and stuff like that. That's one of my ventures, businesses actually, that I'm opening the first one. So, you know, it's just like, I just get a thrill out of it. You know, it makes me happy. This is what I want to do. It's nothing that I'm just doing for the money. It's something I enjoy doing. It's something I love doing, you know?
I love that. I love what you said. It's something that makes me happy. And it's something I love doing. I congratulate you because you said something key. It's not really for the money. It's what makes me happy. I believe, and I'm confident, that if you maintain that mindset, you will continue. You will continue to be successful because you're following the thoughts of your mind. So you starting your business. And I'm proud of you. Hey, go ahead, Shamika. Go ahead, Shamika. Well, you going to do your thing. So I'm believing and I'm praying for a great success for you for your launch and of your clothing. Now, are you making your own clothing or what are you doing?
No, right now I'm buying from Fashion District, which is in L.A. So right now, all the stuff I have, I got it from there. So my mom sewed. So that's my next thing. But right now, I just want to, you know, test the ground and see, you know, where my target audience is and stuff like that so I can know what to sew and make. But right now, I'm purchasing everything wholesale.
I love it. I used to live in California. I went to the Fashion District a couple of times. I went there and bought me a few shirts, and it was wonderful out there. So I believe that you're going to be very successful. I really do. And so you're facing it. No matter how you feel, you said, I get excited, then I get anxiety, but you're still going for that seventh day of the seventh month of 2020, aren't you?
Yes, I'm aiming for that day. I'm getting my website built right now. Hopefully everything will go good with that. I'm claiming that it is.
Well,
I'm excited.
Yeah, and you should be. You should be. Now, tell me this before I go to your question. What is your motivation in doing this? What is keeping you
motivated? My why is my kids, for one. and, you know, showing them that they can do anything they put their mind to. That's what keeps me motivated, you know, explaining them about entrepreneur. Anything you put your mind to, you can do it. So just showing my kids and showing them that anything you put your mind to, you can do it. There's nothing you cannot do. The sky's the limit. So that's my why, my kids. And just being able to show them that it's true, all dreams come true, is pushing me even harder, you know. And just being my, you know, this is just something I always dreamed of. I've had jobs, and I worked them about. I haven't ever worked a job over a year, and I just don't, and it don't go through. And I believe that I was blessed to be an entrepreneur. You know, I've been through a lot in my life to be only 32, going on 33, and God had brought me through almost everything. I feel like that I haven't been through everything I've been through to live an ordinary life, more like extraordinary. So, you know, I just strive just to keep going. It makes me happy, for one. You know, it makes me happy. And I feel like, honestly, that I was called to be an entrepreneur, to lead and not follow. I honestly believe that's my calling right there. You know, for younger kids and stuff like that coming back. I'm working, after I finish some work on a 501c3 nonprofit, but I have to do one thing at a time, you know, to get everything right. But
well,
that's my why.
I think it's really good for you to do what you are doing. And I love the fact that you said, I'm doing this for my kids. I want them to see that you can do it. Just put your mind to it. And so somebody else that's listening to me right now, I pray that you grabbed a hold of Shamika's story. And maybe that's part of your why. Why are you getting up? Why are you still fulfilling your dream? Or why are you still going towards your dream? Because, you know, somebody else is watching you. Some, maybe your children, maybe a neighbor, maybe somebody that is at the gym that's watching you and you're motivating them. Maybe somebody else in church is motivating you or being motivated by you. So I want you to continue facing that fear. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this, and I believe, I'm confident that you will. So, Shamika, tell me something I can look into for you on today.
I don't have nothing specific.
Okay.
Whatever you see, I'm open to it.
What I see, I like what you said. Whatever you see, that's the key word for you, is what do you see? What do you see? Well, another word for that is visualization. I want you to continue. I know we're close to the opening, and I want you to visualize yourself having fun. I want you to visualize yourself being supported. I want you to visualize yourself enjoying what you do with this business. In other words, visualize your success. That is what Spirit is saying. And I want to tell you, it's normal to even feel a little bit of anxiety, because that keeps you on your toes. It keeps you alert, wanting to make sure everything is together. You want to do a good job, and you want to make a good impression. So that's a good thing. Visualize that success. Visualize it. Sometimes I ask people when they say, well, I want prayer, and sometimes they don't know how to word it. So what I say is, what does your prayer request look like? What would you like to see happen? So for you, what would you like to see happen in this business? And let's make that happen. Keep it in your mind, and I believe you will see it right before your eyes. Okay?
Right.
Well, hang in there. Congratulations in advance. And let me know how things go. Send me an email or a text or something, and let me know how things go with your grand opening, okay?
Okay, I will.
Bless you. See you. Give my love to your mom and your family out there in North Carolina, okay?
I will do. Thank you.
All right. Blessings to you. Listen, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I kind of like that. If you can visualize it in your mind, then you'll see it before your eyes. I'm about to write that one down. That was good. That did something for me. Listen, you go write that down too. And don't forget to text the word answers to the number 40691. You got to be a part of this July 13th session, the Essential Prophetic Answers, dealing with love, marriage, and romance. Wow, you don't want to miss it. Don't go anywhere. I got to get to Gigi. Hey, hold on, everybody. I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, you can always call my office at 916-467-4448. 916-467-4448. Yeah, you know, we do call the show your spiritual GPS to success. But sometimes, some of us, we're not being successful because of a fear. And some people are praying, you know, oh God, oh Lord Jesus, oh please, oh God, please give me this, please give me this, please, please, please. But could it be that there's a fear that is blocking you? A fear. You know, I would. Have you ever made a statement like, or heard someone make a statement, I would do this, but. Well, what is the but? That's that fear. You know, oh, I sure want a new house. Oh, Lord, give me this car, give me this car. And then that but, well, can I keep the notes paid? Will it be repossessed? You know, and will I be able to put gas in the car? Will it clunk out on me on the freeway? What if? What? I want to encourage you today, face your fear. Number one, realize that you do deserve great success. Number two, realize that God, the universe, the divine energy of God is always around you. Why we feel like sometimes I'm alone? You're not alone. It looks that way sometimes, but you're really not. God is with you. That's the one thing I keep in mind when the angel told Mary, you're going to have a child. And it said, you're going to name him Emmanuel. God is with us. I want to encourage you to know now. I know that's Christmas time and we're here in the middle of the year in July, but I believe that God is still with you. So why not start your own gallery of artwork? I'm talking to somebody that's listening. Why not remarry? Well, I don't want to go through what I did to the first marriage. Who said you will? Who said you had to go through that? I want to encourage you. Hey, there are others on here that have been married before. You can make it. Why be afraid? And you know what else I want to throw in? I'm getting ready to go to Gigi. But you know one thing I want to throw in? Don't be afraid to lose. Don't be afraid to lose. What if I lose all my money? What if I lose? What if I lose my house? What if my car is repossessed? Here we go again. Can I tell you my story? Well, let me just tell you. I've been there, done that. I have been there and I have done that. And I come to encourage you. You can make it. You really, really can. I've lost cars. I've lost homes. I've been through divorce. I had custody of my children. That was even a fear I had to face, being a single parent. Wow. But I did it. And you can too. That's when I realized for real that God was with me. Don't be afraid to lose. There is so much more for you. There is so much success that is really there for you than there is destruction. No. Limitation. No. You want to live. You want to thrive. Don't be afraid to lose. Let me go to Arkansas and let me talk to Gigi. Gigi, I believe I finally got to you. How you doing on this afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you so much. I hope I'm worth the wait.
Oh, you are. You really, really are. So now, Gigi, you know we've talked about this throughout the show. So now tell me, what is a fear that you are ready to face?
Well, I've been thinking about it since you asked the question. I recently changed hospitals. I'm a nurse and I returned to the federal government employee mm-hmm. more than I really was ready to. I think at the time with the COVID, there was an opportunity to return, and it's actually in an area that I don't like at all. It's where I was working at a private hospital. I was really enjoying it, but I was kind of unsure about the layoffs and stuff. And out of fear, there you go, return to the government job, which is not what I'm enjoying at the moment, but just out of probably fear, just taking a job I really didn't want. But mm-hmm. that's where I am right now, and I'm making the best of it. Mm-hmm. I have good coworkers, but it's just not my thing. But that's kind of my fear right now, just probably fear of maybe not, I don't know, I'm already vested, maybe, you know, the pension and so forth, but just rushing, probably not thinking it out clearly, rushing back to a job.
So mm-hmm. you have this job working for the federal government, and you said it really is not your thing. And but why is that a fear? Why? What are you afraid of on this job?
Well, I just would like to change jobs in hopes to find it maybe in a different department. The fear, well, I say just trying to find another area, actually kind of do a different type of nursing is my thing, and just taking the leap and trying to find a different department and just trying to go for it, whether it be more education in a different area, more like health and wellness coaching. That's really what I love doing, and kind of interacting with people. I was in more of a psychiatric type job before, and now I'm doing more bedside nursing, which, okay. you know, I love patients and I love taking care of people, but I really love that interaction on a personal level more than just tasks.
I see.
If that makes sense.
Yes, it does. So now you want, so what is blocking you from trying this new thing? Because I heard you say you invested in your job right now where you are, you have the pension and all of that. So are you saying that if I try something different, I may lose my pension or I may lose what I have right now, the success that I do have?
Well, I don't really see a lot of opportunities right where I am right now. It's just other than just gaining more years of tenure as far as, I don't know if you know much about the government, but it's just, it's kind of who you know and getting to an area. Well, I guess I'm just trying to figure out what I need to do. If you see anything kind of combining my question as to what I need to do to move towards another department or...
Well, the first thing, I know it's going to sound very elementary, but I have to give this to you. The first thing to do is just try. Just try. Because right now, I can tell you have been thinking about this, not for weeks, but for months, it looks like to me. This has been an ongoing mental battle. And you're mm-hmm. not really happy. Of course, you've even made that statement. But it's like I just told Shamika, the previous caller, that you faced the fear of even accomplishing what was in your mind. Some of us have thoughts in our minds. I want to do this, or I want to start my business, or I want to do this, or I wonder what it would be like if I did this. Well, that after a while becomes less motivating and more antagonizing. Because that worry of or that wonderment is going to drive you crazy. So that's why I'm saying, don't be afraid to lose. Who said I am? No one said you are, but you got to have that, I say, put on your poker face. You know, you got to put on that poker face. Hey, I'm not going to lose. Now, it's up to you. You know, you got to call my bluff. So what I want to encourage you is to try. Go forward and try. Try to see what is available. What is there for you? Looking at other opportunities, other jobs, because right now, let me give this to you. It's really not Gigi that is feeling this way. It's the spirit of Gigi that is feeling this way, of feeling like I'm, there's not many opportunities for advancement. I'm not really happy here. I'm not really liking it here. The coworkers are nice, but the job itself is not really what I'm desiring to do. That's your spirit saying, hey, let's try something else. Let's try mm-hmm. something else. That's really God encouraging you. Hey, let's try something else. And even if you just explore it, looking for other jobs online, you know, seeing what other qualifications, maybe filling out the application. You don't have to terminate where you are right now, but I'm inquiring and just seeing. Mm-hmm. Your spirit is longing for more information. It says, I want to be free. I want to go and explore my opportunities. Don't deny your spirit that opportunity. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So definitely. Now, don't be afraid to do this. Go for it. And I understand, well, Dr. Mosley, that's easier said than done because I could lose so much. Well, how can I say this? I know how to say it. I believe in the divine. I know that I'm not alone, just like you do. That is correct, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, that's what my spirit is telling me. You do have a faith. So therefore, this is the time to really say, okay, let's go for this. Well, some people say, well, no, that sounds like I'm being stupid. Well, no, this is something that your spirit is longing after. It's saying you're not totally happy. You know, I've had to learn this. When I would go to a restaurant sometime, the food, I really didn't like it. Even though I ordered it, it really didn't taste to me. I did order the ham sandwich, but I don't like it. Even though that's the way the restaurant makes it, I don't like it. Well, most of the time, I would just still sit there and bear with it. Well, my wife, if she didn't like it, she gonna send it back. Huh? Take this back. I don't like it. My mind is saying, but the cook spent all that time making that food. It ain't their fault that you didn't like it. But her response is, it's not my fault either that I don't like it. So take it back. But you know what? I started saying, you know what? You're right. Take it back. So now I start to take my food. I don't like this. Take it back. But can we get you something else off the menu? Yes. Give me this steak right here. And you can sit there and enjoy your meal instead of making it through the meal. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So now what is Spirit saying to you? You need to enjoy life instead of just making it through life. You need to enjoy your job instead of just making it through. You can always
achieve. Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Everyone says, oh, yes, yeah, stay with the government. That's safe. And it's, you know,
no,
it's easy. You're a vet. You're going to get a pension. It's safe. You're miserable, but it's a safe job, you know.
And that's,
but I'm just not.
I believe
I'm not feeling it.
I believe that's how many people become ill. I believe that's how many people are dissatisfied in life. Ulcers are created. So yes, you got a pension, but you're gonna spend most of that pension paying for that ulcer, that operation.
Yeah, that's right. I believe it.
So
that's right.
I believe that even if I am making a mistake, and this is truth for me, and it's been my testimony, my experience, if I do make a mistake, God knows my heart and He is there like a good father. He really cares about me. My divine connection will always provide for me. And I believe that's my example or my illustration of my faith. Some people got a lot of talk. They got a lot of game. They can talk the talk, but they really are not about nothing because they're not doing anything. Your faith is saying, come on, Gigi, let's try this. Come on. I got multiple ways of giving you money. Just try. Try your happiness. Your happiness is what will attract greater joys to you, not your pension, not the safety of a job that you don't feel comfortable in. All you are attracting is more uncomfortableness.
Mm-hmm.
Did that one make sense?
You are so right. Yes.
So I do believe God wants you to be happy. And this is your season. I'm going to tell you the same thing. And this is what Spirit is telling me that I told someone. I don't know if it was Shamika, but I want you to visualize. I want you to practice more meditation and visualization. I want you to imagine yourself caring for people and enjoying it. Imagine, in fact, I want you to have a little movie. Imagine yourself getting up in the morning and visualize yourself all excited because you can't wait to get your clothes on and get to work because you are ready, not only for your coworkers, but for your clients or your patients. You're ready to feel and express the love. That's what I want you to imagine. And that you have a nice check coming to you. Imagine that you're going shopping and with the money on your days off, you're able to go and just enjoy, or you're ordering something online. Again, everybody know I'm a preacher and a minister and all of that. And there's a scripture that is always dear to my heart. And it simply says, all things are possible to him that believe. So anything is possible. Now, that doesn't just mean that those that believe in the divine or those that believe in God, it's those that believe in what you want. If you believe in success, it's yours. If you believe in love, it's yours. If you believe in the pension, hey, it's yours. If you believe in the stress, guess what? It's yours. All things are possible. Good, bad, and the ugly.
Well, I believe in the law of attraction, so I'm trying to stay positive.
You got to. And you know what? The way to test what you're believing is how you're feeling. So if you're telling me that you're feeling negative on the job, you're feeling like, this is not really it for me, but I'm playing it safe. See, all of that, that's what you're attracting more. You're not attracting what you're saying. This is what some people confuse with in the law of attraction. I'm saying these affirmations and I'm saying this and I'm saying I'm wealthy and I'm saying I'm a millionaire. But if you don't feel that, you're saying words. Believe it or not, we as humans, we respond to feelings more than words. Does that make sense, Gigi?
Oh, completely.
You know, even with a baby.
Just need to be told again.
You know, even with a baby, you have a baby. That baby responds to the energy of your feeling. Even an animal, the little kitten or the puppy, responds to your feeling. They don't even know you calling him Gus. They just know. Well, my last owner used to call me Junior. Now I hear you saying Gus. I don't know who that Gus is, but I know you're being nice to me. You're patting you on the head. So they're responding to feeling. And that's the way the universe works. So I want to encourage you, Gigi. Go for it. Face that fear.
Okay?
Go for it. God is with you. You have a wonderful partner, and that is God. The divine is always with you. It's not going to... What's that prayer? The Bible prays a prayer that says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. That stress is part of that evil, honey.
Yeah, I know it.
That stress is part of that evil. So he's trying to deliver you from that evil. So attract the good. You can do this.
Okay? Thank you so much. Yes, I believe it.
Oh, well, I am excited for you. And I know great things are happening for you. So hang in there, Gigi. I appreciate you. You hear me?
Thank you so much. And you do a wonderful service for everyone. You're a real blessing.
Oh, don't make me cry. I get emotional real easy.
Well, you are. You always come on just the right time.
I thank you so very much. Listen, enjoy your day and let me know the success. Inbox me, go to Facebook or something. Let me know how you're doing, okay?
I'll do it for sure.
Listen, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. And I want to encourage you, just like Gigi, face that fear. There is more joy waiting for you than there is defeat. But, you know, I had to realize I'm already defeated if I don't try. If I don't try, I'm already defeated. I got to at least try. Let me see if I can get on this treadmill. Let me just see if I can go for 30 minutes, right? You got to at least try. If you really have faith, you will never know it unless you try. And what does that mean? You'll never know it unless you face your fear. So I want to encourage everybody, face your fear. Even if it's getting married again, some people have a fear. What people going to say about me? Because everybody told Gigi, you're safe. You got a pension. You're good. Don't mess that up. What are they going to say about me? This is my third husband, or this is my third wife, or they going to call me a gigolo. Well, let them call you whatever they want to call you. Somebody said it's not what they call you, it's what you answer to, right? So I want to encourage you, face your fear. Face your fear. Go for it. Try love again. it's going to be better this time. I believe it. You know what? That last time you went through that divorce or that breakup, I guarantee you learned some things, not only about the other person, but you learned some things about yourself. So now you're going into this next relationship with more information, not about them, but about you. And that is what's more important. Try again. Face your fear. Well, I don't know if anybody traveling right now. I have a friend of mine that's working at an airline. I said, dude, are people still getting on the plane? They said, yeah. There's not as many as there were, but they are. So I would say, get on the plane and try. At least face your fear. Face your fear. Listen, it's time for me to get out of here. And you know, maybe you need a reading with me. Call me. Schedule your reading. Maybe your success hasn't happened because of a fear. You know, I really want to try it, but, and I don't know what's keeping me from doing this. What? I was a lady, I said to me in a reading not too long ago, Dr. Moses, I really want to complete this assignment, but it's just something that's just blocking me. I don't know what it is. And I began to tell her, it's a fear of success. Because once you achieve this, it's like, okay, now what else do I do? Because she's very success driven. So it's like, if I achieve this, I'm not going to have nothing else to look forward to now. What else is there to look forward to? You know, I got the car. Some of the motivation is just trying to get the car. You know, I'm applying for this car. And once you got it, I'm like, okay, next, you know, it's in the car, in the garage. You know, it's all right. I got it. Yeah, but I need something else. So it's a fear of, well, I have something else to do to keep me motivated. Yes. I want to encourage you, face that fear, because once you face it, you conquer it, God has so many other greater opportunities for you. Yeah, some things you're going to say, I never thought in a million years I'd be taking a 6-month cruise. Now, you're doing better than me, because I can tell all I can take is about 4 or 5 days. On that last cruise I was on, after the 5th day, okay, I'm ready to get off this boat. I'm ready to go. Listen, I bless God for you. I want you to stay encouraged. Don't forget, text the word answers to 40691, okay? And sign up for the Essential Prophetic Answers. And we're going to deal with questions about love, marriage, and romance. It's happening on July 13th. It's a private setting. So registration is $33. Text the word answers to 40691. And let's talk together and let's motivate each other. All right. Listen, I am not out of words. I'm certainly not out of love. But unfortunately, I am out of time. But I want you now to stay on your path. And promise me you're going to do that. Stay on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. God bless you. I'll talk to you again next time.